Can I first of all start off by sending my full support and solidarity to the family in question? This is an absolutely disgusting hate crime which has happened in Strabane overnight. Racist graffiti being painted anywhere, particularly on a family home where people need to remember that behind those walls are human beings. They are people with lives, they are people that work here and that contribute towards our society and towards our community. And it is absolutely disgusting that they have now been subject to the fear and dread of living in their own home. And racism of this type, racism of all types, wherever it raises its head, must be opposed, challenged, and it has to be stamped out at every opportunity. And from the time that I have spent in the Ballycommon this morning, residents and neighbours of this family are very much behind them. They support them. They are telling them that they are safe here in this community, that they want them to remain here in this community, and that they play a valuable role, and that they want them to continue to be able to do that safely and from fear, are free from fear of intimidation going forward.
And that support from the local community is vital for that family that's affected, but also to drive out the ideas from these minority people that decide to deface a family home.
Absolutely, and I want to also thank Camney Rio from Strabane Ethnic Community Association, who was on the ground with myself this morning, for her work in ensuring this family are given the support that they need now, but also in the days and weeks ahead. But it is a minority. It's a minority of people, very small-minded people, who feel that they have the authority to be able to brand Strabane as a community and as a town and as a place that is against immigration. That is not true. These actions do not speak for Strabane. They don't speak for the people of Strabane. And I think the social media reaction in relation to this recent racist attack through the night, the reaction to that is quite clear, that people will not tolerate it, people will not stand for it, and people are absolutely opposed to it. And I want to be very, very clear from my perspective, from my party's perspective, and indeed from the perspective of the community that I have spoken to this morning, I want to be categorically clear that those responsible do not represent the people of the Ballycommon or the people of the wider Strabane, and I do not believe that they represent the views and the opinions of the people right across this island.